Joining us on the line now, well, Manly are going to play the Titans here in Mudgee on April 17 in a premiership game in 2021, and the Manly Chief Executive, Stephen Humphries, is joining us now. How are you, Stephen?
Good, thanks, Sharon.
What's the club's reaction to bringing an NRL fixture here to Mudgee?
Oh, we're super excited, Jared. It's, as you guys know, it's a fantastic town there in Mudgee, and we're really looking forward to bringing the big show, the NRL, to town in April. You know, we'll be bringing the speed, the strength, the razzmatazz that is the NRL to town, and we're also going to bring lots of visitors to the town to enjoy that wonderful hospitality that you guys are enjoying right now.
Was this something Manly were thinking about for a while, Steve? And is this something that we can expect from Manly into the future?
Yeah, Lewis, you would have heard Peter Volandis talk about his passion for bush footy, and one of his priorities is to reinvigorate bush footy and to give it a hand. And that really resonated with our club. We think that's absolutely the right thing to do. And so, yeah, we were keen early. We were in a lot of discussion with the local council there, led by Des Kennedy, whose pub you're in at the moment, I think. But Des was fantastic, as was the entire team from council, as well as the New South Wales government, who got in and really helped kind of get this over the line. So it was a fair bit of work in bringing it together, but to your point, Lowe's, we're very keen to build this into a long-term thing. We don't see this as a one-off. We see it as building into a really long-term relationship for many years to come, hopefully. Mm.
And Steve, it's a lovely area out here in Mudgee, but you can only bring the sides out if they've got the facilities. And Mudgee and Glen Willow Oval is one of the best in the bush.
Spot on. That's the first hurdle to overcome, is having the facilities, the infrastructure, and also the experience to put on an NRL match. And Mudgee has all of that. Glen Willow, I think, is the premier regional stadium in New South Wales. And they have hosted, you know, Charity Shield, City Country, you know, other NRL fixtures in the past. So they've got that expertise. They know what's required here. And that gives us a lot of comfort coming out there.
Stephen, I have a concern here. We all know how careful Des Haslett is with his money. If he drives out here, do you think he'll claim mileage money? And tolls.
The answer to that is yes. Dez is really, really looking forward to this as well. I've had a couple of conversations with him. And you know, for a coach to take a home game away to Bush, particularly given how close everything is these days in the NRL, you know, it is a step that the coach has to kind of buy into. And thankfully, Des is all in. He understands why we're doing this, why it's important. And he's even agreed to open up our captain's run session before the game to the people of Mudgee to come and have a look, which is fantastic.
Oh, I thought you were about to say open up his wallet.
See a couple of moths fly out. Stephen, as much as we're having a good time out here in Mudgee, it was clearly an exceptionally difficult week for you, for the club, and for rugby league. Have you encountered a more sad day in all your time in rugby league? Quite clearly, we're talking about the tragic death of young Keith Titmus.
Yeah, very very sad, Bulldog. Just a tragic event. We're all left wondering why this has happened. But I must say, as difficult as it has been, particularly for the family, of course, but also for our players and staff who were so fond of Keith, it has brought out a lot of kind of positive emotion. I think we and the family have handled it as well as we could have. We've shown Keith a lot of respect and a lot of love to his family and support, and you know, we'll continue to do that with the family, because, and our players and staff, because it really has shaken everyone up, and it will take some time to manage that. But you know, I am proud of the club in the way it stood up over the last couple of weeks and handled what is a very difficult circumstance.
Do you have any more answers on what might have been the cause, Stephen?
No, it's going to take some time for the coroner to complete his report, I suspect. You know, we've been cooperating with the police in helping them to put together a you know, a good briefing for the coroner on the events surrounding the tragic event. But I think these things quite rightly need to take their time to make sure that they're done thoroughly.
Steve, can I ask you about a couple of players? Tom Turbo, how's he going with his hamstring injury? And the club must be excited to have Kieran Foran back in the fold.
Yeah, absolutely, Loz. Firstly, on Tommy, he's looking really good. He's sat out of Origin, as we know, to focus on getting himself right. And so he's really been working hard. He's just come back from a week in Melbourne, actually, where we were doing some work with some people in Melbourne who are world leading in terms of hamstring research. So leaving no stone unturned there, Tommy's laser focused on being right and being 100%. So that's good news for all Manly fans. In terms of Kieran, he's like a young boy bouncing around the place. To be honest with you, he's so happy to be back, and we of course are equally happy with his decision to come back to Manly. You can already see he's going to be, just another dimension for us in terms of his experience and leadership, and his mentoring of some of our fantastic young players coming through. So yeah, it's great to get. You've got to have that blend, haven't you, of experience and this. And I think Kieran helps us strike that right balance.
Stephen, it's exciting, but almost a little ironic, isn't it, that you're going to have your coach Des and then Cherry and Foran, the three key figures that won you a comp in 2011, almost a decade on. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it, that the three of them back together again?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's a nice story. 10-year anniversary in 21 from that premiership success. Just as a sidelight, I think we're due for another one pretty soon. All three have taken some different paths to get back together at Manly, but it's great to see. I know they're all really happy about that, and I think it gives us a fantastic nucleus to build some success around.
How's that Brookvale upgrade looking, Stephen?
The first stage is well underway at the moment. So that's the construction of a new 3,000-seat grandstand at the northern end, the scoreboard end of Lauralland. That's well on the way now. It also will become our centre of excellence. So we'll become our admin and training base. So that's on track to be completed at the end of the 21 season, probably October of 21. So it'll be ready to open for the 22 season. And then stage two, which is to complete the entire stadium, is something that we're very keen to do, and are working closely with the NRL to ensure that we get support from the New South Wales government to really be able to deliver a modern boutique stadium for the Northern Beaches community. And I'm confident we will get there in the not too distant future.
Well, Stephen, great to talk to you this morning, mate, and no doubt the locals here in Mudgee will love seeing the Manly boys out here against the Titans in April next year. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it, and hope everything goes great today for the Mudgee Cup.